All right, setting the bar, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
I mean, who couldn't love pizza, right?
Pizza's, I love pizza.
I know. Pizza's delicious. There are a lot of fans of pizza, right?
Sure.
We may not find a bigger fan than Ricky. If you can manage to make it through the day without throwing such a huge temper tantrum over pizza that you get arrested, you're doing okay.
Why are we getting arrested over pizza? What happened? Did we not like the toppings? Was it not hot enough when it was delivered? What happened?
Okay, so yes, cold, uncut.
Oh no.
That is how Ricky described the pizza that was delivered to her. So she decided to drive from her home back to the restaurant, argue with the employee about the state of her pizza.
Oh no.
Threw the pizza.
Oh, boy.
Damaged the store's phone.
Oh, wow.
Somehow, using that phone or another one, someone called the police.
Oh,
cops
boy.
Came, arrested yeah. Ricky for criminal mischief, misdemeanor.
Wow.
She spent a night in jail.
Oh, wow. And probably didn't have her pizza.
No, and she didn't even get to enjoy her pizza.
Dang it. Dang it. Listen, I understand the disappointment. That can come when you've got it in your brain. You can almost taste it, like that warm, yep. gooey cheese
yeah,
of the
yeah,
pizza
yeah, yeah.
you're hankering for.
And then maybe if it's cold and it's uncut.
Yeah,
I mean,
it shows up like subpar to what
sure,
you're expecting. It can be disappointing.
Yeah, you're disappointed.
Yeah, but we choose to maybe notify the store that their product was
unsatisfactory,
not
and then maybe
to
they'll
the
give
level
you
you were expecting.
Then maybe they'll redo it. Yeah,
or they'll redo it. You'll get a
maybe
coupon
redo
to come back.
It.
Maybe
yes.
get some money off. You know,
yes.
they typically want to make it right.
Right.
When you come to them with a reasonable request, like, "Hey,
right.
this wasn't really what I was expecting
right.
from you guys. It's normally really, really good.
It's normally
which is
great.
Why I love ordering from you.
This is
you know,
different.
This is, yeah.
Yes.
Maybe that's that we handle it next time."
Well, that's not how Ricky handled it.
Okay, yeah.
And that's why she's arrested, and that's why she's the subject of our setting the bar story.
Yeah, people normally respond more sweetly when you give them honey.
Yeah, that's right. I will say that being in Italy, you may know this too. Obviously, you eat pizza when in Italy. They never
yes.
cut the pizza.
Yeah.
Never
okay.
do.
All right.
They never do.
Yeah.
So you just may, you know, that's a small hurdle to jump over, but
it's worth it. Hashtag worth it. And you know, you can like heat up the pizza.
I know.
And then maybe do a phone call and say, "Hey, just wanted to alert you to a quality issue."
Well, like
that
I said,
I discovered
Ricky didn't do that. And that's why we're talking about her now. So
maybe,
again, her
maybe
passion
Ricky
level
thought about it.
Her passion level for pizza is a bit off the charts.
It was off the charts. And maybe we had time to think about it in jail, about maybe a different way to handle that situation, because it's probably going to come up again.
That
like
is,
you are at some point going to have a customer service issue as you go about your life.
This is true.
You probably will.
Is your setting the bar story.